John Keane of this year parish.
With reigning, the good hair?
With the good hair, reigning king on breakfast.
Oh, come on!
I just thought I'd throw that in there. He's out and about and literally on a little WR mini tour this morning. He's in Skullaw Corn, the good people there. John, good morning to you. How are we doing at all?
Good morning, Ollie. Good morning, Dave.
Hello, John.
From the amazing reigning champ for another couple of weeks.
This, do you know what? This has a real Eurovision feel to it. Good morning, John. Good morning, you guys.
Listen, John, I tell you what a morning it is. We're here at Skullaw Corn. Will I give you the background?
Please, let us know why you're there and why you're not here, John.
I tell you what, we received an email and from Robin, who's going to chat to you in a couple of moments. And Robin's one of the teachers here in Skullaw Corn, wondering could they have a bit of a visit to the station. You know, we're saying, yeah, that's absolutely possible. And Robin, who is with me, how are you, Robin?
I'm good.
Oh, I better put up here. You're very good. You are.
I'm very good. All right. Good,
okay.
Thanks.
You know, listen. Robin was chatting away to us, and we were saying, you know, 10 might be enough. Was that right?
That's right. Yeah. We had lots of interest. All our third class boys were really interested in coming to the broadcast centre. So of course we wanted to facilitate as many of them as we could, and we're really grateful that you guys were able to visit us today in the outdoor broadcast unit as opposed to us making the trip to you.
So how many students have we coming out to the broadcast unit today?
We'll have about 42 students, or two third class groups.
Right, excellent. And one of those you brought out to have a little chat with us this morning is Cameron. How are you, Cameron?
Good.
Now tell me, what's your favourite thing about Skullaw Corn?
Maybe like all the activities we do around.
Right. Give me two activities that you love. You have a great pitch here, don't you? You know, what do you play out in the field?
We sometimes play football or what's the name?
Is it hurling?
Yeah, we also do that.
And come here, tell me, what's your favourite subject then when you're in school?
Maths.
Maths, really? What's 2 plus 2?
4
plus 7?
11.
Good man yourself, that's good enough. Robin, I mean, what age group are we talking about here now with the students?
So 9 and 10 year olds.
Right, okay. Yeah. And the whole thing about it is that they got interested, and what did you do in the class? Because I came down here a couple of weeks back, just before the midterm, and kind of, you were doing some work with them. What were they doing to prepare themselves for today? Because we're going to be recording a lot of what's going to happen here today and this morning for the next couple of hours. So what were all the lads doing?
So there's been a lot of preparation that's gone into this, and this is the big moment, the day we've been counting down to. So in the lead up to the Easter holidays, we engaged with a number of different radio-based lessons. So we had a look at the history of radio, we went back in time, we had a little look at the radios down through the years, we compared them and contrasted them, looked at the similarities and the differences, because of course to the boys it's really interesting that we couldn't always just pick up a smartphone and tune into WLR like this. We listened to WLR in the classroom, we broke down the different segments on the radio, the news, the traffic, the weather, the music, and the importance of each of those. Mm-hmm. We created some fabulous pieces of art as well that were radio themed, didn't we, Cameron?
Yeah,
we did. We've done quite a lot, and we became very familiar as well with some radio specific language, so that was new to all of us. But the one thing we don't really know at the moment is the technicalities of broadcasting, so
okay,
that's what we're going to learn about today, myself included. So I know it'll be a school day for all of us, Cameron, won't it?
Yeah.
Really. And Dean is with us as well, so Dean is an engineer extraordinaire, so I'll probably learn a few things as well today, Dean, will I? But Ollie, that's what's happening, so that's where your Skullaw Corn for the next couple of hours, and I'm really, really looking forward to it.
Fantastic.
John, have you got room for one more? Like, if there's a room in that class and there's a seat for me, please let me in, because I think I could learn a lot from this.
Listen, I don't, sometimes there's just no teaching in the last class.
Ah, John, look.
You can't teach the unwilling.
We know. Well, listen, John Keane, thank you so much for that. Best of luck to all the crew in Skullaw Corn, and great to have them listening in this morning and being a part of the whole WR experience. We do appreciate
it. Thanks,
have
Dave,
a great one.
Bye, John.
God bless.
We are WLR, the sound of Waterford.
Right, so group one then of Skullaw Corn. I have Matt, I have Jaden, and I have Damien. Good morning to you all, lads.
Good morning.
Right into the microphone now.
Good morning.
Good morning. Matt, I'm going to start with you. Tell me all about what I've been practicing, what I've been learning over the last few weeks now about the radio.
We've been practicing. We've been practicing all like about, like, the,
you don't know?
No, can't remember.
Okay, Jane, what have you been practicing?
We've been practicing, like, we've been learning about the radio and, like, all different types. And the first radio was, like, a G-Wagon.
A G-Wagon?
No.
A G-Wagon. That right? That sound right to you?
I'd like a G-Wagon.
not like a G-Wagon. So Camille, out of all the different things that you've been listening to and doing, what's your favourite part of the radio that
when
you've been listening to?
When you're doing the art. Drawing the radios.
All right, okay. All right, oh, drawn for the art, okay. And Damien, what about you? What's your favourite part of it?
The art as well.
The art as well. Now, if you were to work on the radio, what would you like to do on the radio?
Arts.
Arts on the radio?
Yeah.
Arts on the radio. So it'd be all kind of entertainment about the theatre, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah.
And all different shows. So what's your favourite thing to do then outside of school, Jaden?
I like to play football and I go outside with my friends.
Okay. And Matt, what about you? What do you like to do when you're not in school?
I like to go out and play football with my friends.
As well?
Yeah.
Anything else?
Sometimes I play basketball too.
Oh, good man. Are you on a team?
No.
No. Anybody else on a different team other than football?
Yeah, I'm on a football team.
You're on a football team? Lee?
I'm on a football team.
I'm into the microphone there as well. Anybody else on a different team other than a football team? No, you all play football.
Yeah, okay.
Well, Lee, hop into that microphone there for a second and tell us. tell me, what team do you play for?
Play for Johnville FC.
Johnville FC, all right. What position?
Right back.
Right back, okay. Now, when you were doing all this stuff for the radio, and this is the outside broadcast, so Dean here is the engineer. He makes all this happen. So everything you see here is all connected, and we can just, at this flick of a switch, we can go live through the radio station that you've been listening to. But of course, it all starts back at base, which is outside by the University Hospital, Waterford. So has anybody got a question for us, for again, any technical questions that you don't understand how radio works, and Dean might be able to help you? No?
Nah.
No, that's okay. What else then interests you about radio? Anybody else from the back there to pop in and tell us?
I've got a question.
Come on, Reen, is it?
It isn't really about the radio, it's about how could you have sockets in here if they don't work?
You'd have to talk into the microphone.
There's sockets in here and there's no like electricity in here.
Ah, tell him, Dean. There is electricity here.
There's no generators in here.
So I'm going to put Dean onto the microphone here and he's going to tell us how this works. So are you ready for this?
So there's two really large batteries in here that's given us, like power banks. You know power banks that you charge your phones and your tablets with? There's like two big, massive power banks in here. And on the roof is, you mightn't be able to see it from here, but you might see it from if you're in an upstairs class, there's loads of solar panels on the roof. Anyone know what solar panels are?
Yeah.
Tell me.
They're things that produce electricity.
Exactly. From the sun.
From the sun, exactly. So would you say it's producing loads of electricity today?
Yeah.
So right now, the solar panels are charging the batteries and giving us all the power we want to run the studio.
Wait, but what if it's raining?
Then we'll have to make sure the batteries are charged before we go out. Yeah. But yeah, that's how we do have electricity here.
Good man, Dean. That answer your question, Reen? Good man yourself. Good question. Well spotted. Well spotted as well. So before I let you go for the next group, tell me one of the things then, something else that you did. What else they taught me? And tell us what else you did over the course of the last few weeks to get ready for today.
All the jobs of the radio.
Like, tell us a few now. Give us a few examples.
Sound engineer.
Yeah.
Producer.
Yeah.
Researcher.
DJ, editor. I heard editor as well. Yeah. And what job would you like to do with that? Would you like to be behind the scenes or on air?
On air.
Jaden, on air or behind the scenes?
On air.
Matt?
I want to go on an airplane.
Probably on air.
Anybody else like to work behind the scenes? You would, Reen. Would you come over to the microphone and tell us what would you like to do?
I would like to be the editor of one of these.
An editor of one of the shows. All right, okay. The Sound of Waterford, WLR. Right, we're back. More from Scholar Cohen. And I've got Cameron, Michael and Kai with us as well. Cameron, I'm going to start with you. How are you, dude?
I'm good.
Listen, you're in Scholar Cohen. What class are you in?
Third.
Third class, all right. And how old are you?
I'm 10 years old.
10 years old. Excellent. Now, listen, tell me, you've been learning a load of stuff about the radio over the last few weeks, haven't you? What? Tell me, give me an overview of all the different things you've been learning about.
Well, we've been learning about radio, about like how long it has been in the world for, and like how fascinating it is and how good it is.
And what fascinates you about the radio?
Is that the way, like, you can listen to all the, like, programs and, like, music on it? It's just really cool.
Would you like to be on radio?
Yes.
What would you like to do?
I would like to be interviewed.
Would you?
Yeah.
Like this?
Yeah.
Okay, right. What would I ask you about? What would you like to talk about? What's your favourite subject?
In, like, school?
Yeah, talk about school first.
It would have been, like, P.E.
Right, okay. Well, tell me all about P.E., about physical education. What do you do in P.E.?
Well, we, like, run around and, like, we do stuff and, like, it's really fun.
Okay, and do you play different sports?
Yeah, outside of school I play football.
For what team?
Hibs.
All right, you're good?
Yeah, I'm good.
What position are you playing?
Midfielder.
Oh, very good then. That is a good spot. Midfielder's good. So you kind of support all the rest of the team, is it?
Yeah.
Excellent stuff. So does midfielders then, do you get a chance to get many goals, no? Or set them up?
Like, we don't get much goals, but, like, we do get some goals, but, like, we also have to, like, make sure that, like, no one comes near the goal as well.
Yeah.
So, like, we have to, like not make anyone that comes near us.
Good man.
And then I say the other midfielder will have to get the ball and then score.
All right. And how long have you been playing for Hibs?
I think for, like, a month now.
All right, okay. A month and you're already a midfielder.
Yeah.
Come on yourself. Michael, how are you?
Good.
Listen, Scholar Con, what class are you in?
Third.
Third class as well. Mm. And what's your favourite subject in school?
P.E.
You like P.E. as well, do
yeah.
you? Is it because you're out, you can play outside, is it?
Yeah.
And what's your favourite thing to do in P.E.?
Just run around.
Run around?
Yeah.
That's all you do, just run around.
And play a bit of sports.
And what else do you like then? Outside of school, what's your favourite hobby? Or what's your favourite pastime? What do you like to do?
I like to play with my mum, like go outside, maybe play a bit of ball or something.
Okay. All right, okay. And listen, what else then fascinates you? I'm going to use the word fascinates that Cameron said earlier on. But when you were learning all about radio, what was the thing that kind of you said, oh, I didn't know that, or do you have any questions of how stuff works?
Well, I didn't know that it started off as a wagon.
A wagon, yeah, this G-Wagon. We'll have to find out about this G-Wagon. Okay, right. Hello, Kai.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
What class are you in? The same class?
Third.
Yeah. Third class as well. So outside of school, what do you like to do, Kai?
I do gymnastics.
Do you? Okay, where do you do that?
I do it in Watford Gymnastics.
All right. So what kind of stuff do you do now? When we watch the Olympics and everything, is it that kind of gymnastics?
Yeah.
Tell us what you do.
So I do, like, flips and stuff like that.
Okay.
So, yeah.
All right, and are you on the bar or is it all on the mats?
It's like all of that. Like
all of it as well?
Bars, foot and bars.
Now, how long are you doing that?
3 years, I think.
Are you? Must be great, is it?
Yeah.
Have you been in any competitions?
Yeah.
Tell me about the competitions. Where were they and what you have to do?
I had one, I think, 2 weeks ago.
Right.
And that was just like one where it was just against like my group and stuff.
Okay.
So, and before that we stayed in our place, but I think somewhere from Clare and Limerick came over and we competed against them.
And how'd you get on?
So, I think one of my teammates came first and another one came second.
And have you won medals and trophies in the past? You have? You have? Have you a whole shelf load of them?
Yeah.
Very good. That's brilliant. And can you have any many of your friends? Anybody else from school in your gymnastics? No,
no,
just you.
Yeah,
just you. Good man yourself. Listen, what do you like about the radio? What?
So I like how you get to listen to other people getting interviewed, and you can listen to different music.
Okay, and what's your favorite type of music?
Pop
music. Anybody in particular?
No.
No. What about you, Michael? Have you got a favorite group?
Of Sinners.
Of yeah.
No. I do like a few though.
Like who?
Like One Direction.
Okay, good. Yeah,
and,
yeah.
And
hard to remember them all, isn't it?
Yeah.
Even I have trouble remembering them all. What about you, Cameron? Who do you like to listen to?
I like to listen to loads of people, like anyone that comes song on the telly that when my mum's playing a song, I like just listen to one. If I know one, I just sing along to it, but it's all the songs are really good and like they're like good. I don't know really know like who's my favorite singer.
That's okay.
I just listen to anyone that pops in my brain.
That's a good enough answer for me. Good man yourself, Cameron. Anybody else want to have a chat with me? Yeah, I see. Yeah, right, we swapped here. So Dennis, Paddy and Lucas each swapped seats with the lads. And we'll have a quick chat. So it's group two at a Sculler Con and we'll have a quick chat. So sit right in and into the microphones and we'll see how you get on. So I'm going to start with you, Lucas. How are you?
I'm good.
Now tell me, what's your favourite bit about the radio?
That was so good.
Yeah, that's it. You're okay. What's your favourite thing? What did you like most about the radio?
The way that you can like listen to music and listen to people talking.
All right. And would you like to be on the radio or would you like to work behind the scenes?
I would like to work behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes. And what would you like to do when you're growing up?
I would like to be like a footballer.
Oh, nice. Okay. Yeah, not too bad. So I take it you like PE as well then?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you like playing football. Do you play for a team?
Yeah.
What team do you play for?
Villa.
Villa. Do you ever play against Hibs?
No.
No? Not yet.
I have.
You have. And what position are you playing?
Defence.
Defence, all right. Okay, so again, more important.
Yeah.
All right. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm very good. Tell me about what do you like to do in school, firstly? What's your favourite subject in school?
PE or Irish.
Okay. PE is, I tell you, it'd be good to be a PE teacher here, isn't it? Yeah. And what about outside of school? What do you like to do?
I like to do gymnastics and acting.
Okay. Well, we had the gymnastics chat. Tell me all about the acting.
So I go to a stage school in Ballybeg and they're doing a show called Seussical the Musical.
Right.
And I did audition for Jojo, but I didn't get the part.
Okay.
And you do like dancing and singing there and I think it's really cool.
And what song do you have to sing? Have you sang any songs in the past?
Solace, Biggest Blame Fool. I can't think of any more. But like,
okay. They're not easy songs to sing.
No, they're actually really hard.
They are really hard, yeah. They are really hard. So you'd like to be an actor, would you like to be on in TV? Would you like to be on the stage, in Broadway or the West End or anything like that?
On stage.
On stage. Excellent. So we might have to start you in Theatre Royal first, I suppose, before we go to Broadway and the West End.
Yeah.
Yeah. Excellent. I'm delighted. That's brilliant. And Paddy, how are you, Paddy?
Good. How are you?
I'm very good. So listen, what do you do? What's your hidden talents?
Football, probably.
Football. Do you play for a team as well?
Johnville.
Do you ever play against Hibs and the lads there, no?
They're in a different, like, group.
Oh, are they? All right. So what position do you play in?
Usually centre mid or left wing.
Any good?
No, not really.
The sound of Waterford.
Right, group three, Sculler Con, and we've got, let me see, Jake, we've got Charlie and Daniel with us as well. How are you, lads?
I'm good.
And all the lads in the back, how are you?
Good.
Excellent, we're going to be talking to a few of them now. Jake, I'm going to start with you. What class are you in here in Sculler Con?
Third class.
Third class as well, and listen, what's your favourite subject in school?
Maths.
Okay, that's the second one for maths, I thought it was going to be PE. What is it about maths that you like?
I don't know, I just like it.
You just like, and you're good at it?
Yeah.
Excellent. Now, you've been learning about the radio over the last few weeks, last couple of weeks, thereabouts, and before the midterm. What stuff were you learning about?
What all the radios looked like over the years.
Okay. And what did you find? Sit into that microphone. What did you find?
That they changed a lot.
Okay. And have the radios in your house changed over the years?
No.
No? Same radio?
Yeah.
And what about the one in your car?
Same
again. Alright, Charlie, how are you?
I'm good.
Now what class are you in? Third class as well?
Yeah.
Okay, now what's your favourite thing about school?
Probably like learning different subjects.
Okay. And tell me what kind of subjects do you like learning the most?
Maths.
You're maths as well. And what stage of maths are you at now, is it? Tell me what do you do? What's the toughest kind of thing you have to do in maths to see what I get it?
Like the vision.
Which one?
Division.
Division, all right, okay. So, and come here, when you do all that kind of stuff, will you use it in the future? Would you like to be something to do with maths, some job in the future, like a scientist or something like that?
Yeah.
Do you know what you like to be like when you grow up yet?
Not yet.
Not yet. And come here, tell me about radio then. What's the most fascinating fact that you learned about the radio?
There was one, but back then they had to communicate in Morse code in dots and dashes, which made people have to learn it. So if they wanted to listen to the radio and get information off it.
No. Can you tell us more about that, Dean, what he means by that?
He knows more than me.
He knows, I think that's, and it's to do with wartime and everything, wasn't it? Hmm. The Morse code. Yeah. Excellent. Good stuff. Hello, Daniel.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Tell me, outside of school, what do you like to do?
I like to play football.
And you, do you play for a team?
Yeah.
What team do you play
Villa.
For? Villa. We had another chap here a while ago for Villa. And tell me, what position are you playing?
I play centre mid.
Okay. Is that a good position?
Yes.
All right. Okay. Now, tell me, in school, what do you like to do?
I like to do work.
Work? Work. You build walls and everything, is it?
No.
What kind of work do you like to do? What?
Maths.
You like maths as well? Division or multiplication?
Division.
Division. All right, okay. Good for playing darts, wasn't it? Good for playing darts, yeah. Now, listen, tell me something I don't know about Scholar Conn. Was there a very famous student? I saw a photograph somewhere here in the halls of Scholar Conn. There's some student that was there. I'm not sure what his picture's just in there as you go in.
Adam Ryan, I think.
Adam Wise, isn't it?
Yeah.
He was the mayor of Waterford.
Yeah.
And he went to school in Scholar Conn. Do you think you'd be the mayor of Waterford?
No.
Would you like to be?
Yes.
Would you?
Yeah.
What would be the first thing you do if you're the mayor of Waterford?
I don't know.
Now, anybody else want to talk to me?
Yes.
Okay, we swap seats then. So, Diego, Keane, and Lucas. Yeah, wait. Prosper, we'll get to you as well. Don't you worry.
Oh, man. He's
going to get a chance. Okay, all right. We'll get the next one. We'll get Keane and Prosper next, all right? Okay, so, Diego, how are you?
Good.
Tell me, what do you like to do in school, firstly?
Maths
as well. You got your own maths. You like maths, don't you, lads?
Good yeah.
stuff. Outside the school, what's your favourite hobby? What do you like to do when you're not in school?
Football.
Do you play for a team as well? Who do you play for?
Villa.
All right. Three from Villa. All right. So what else do you like to do? Like, if you were to go on a holiday now, where would you like to go with the family?
Romania.
Okay. Why Romania?
That's where you're from.
Do you know what part of Romania? Have you ever been back there?
Yeah.
You have? Tell me a little bit about Romania then. What makes it different to Ireland?
It's hotter.
Is it? They have much nicer weather, don't they?
Yeah.
And come here, is it when you're over there, have they got beaches and have they got or mountains? What have they got?
They don't have beaches, but they have like mountains.
Right, okay. And when are you going to go back again, Diego?
This September for a wedding.
Oh, who's getting married?
I don't know.
You don't know, but you're going anyway. Lovely, lovely, enjoyed. Hello, Josh.
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Tell me, what do you like to do outside of school? What's your favourite thing to do?
Football again.
All, and do you play, who do you play for?
South End,
all right, okay. Now tell me something that I don't know about Scholar Conn.
That's the best school.
Why?
Because there's loads of nice teachers there.
Good answer, Josh. You sure you don't want to be the mayor of Waterford?
No, I don't.
You don't?
Well, if I was, the first thing I'd do is no school for a week.
No school? But you only had 2 weeks off.
I know.
So you'd want 3 weeks off, is it?
Yeah.
But I thought you liked school.
Sometimes.
Ah, something. That's all right. Mm-hmm. Listen, if you were to go on holidays, where would you like to travel to?
Tenerife,
why?
Because I went there before and it has the best water park in the world.
Really? Tell me about it. What makes it the best?
Because there's this thing called the Tower of Helen and... It's a big, massive slide that you go underneath and then you go past loads of sharks.
Sharks? I wouldn't you be frightened?
No.
They'll not bite the leg off you. And what else? It's all water slides. How many different water slides would they have?
Loads.
Loads and loads of them. And come here, were you allowed to stay up a little bit later in the night because you're on holidays?
Yeah.
On what time?
About 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock? What time do you go to bed when you're here?
9.
All right. Well, it's holidays then, isn't it? Mm. And we've got Lucas. How are you, Lucas?
Good.
Listen, tell me, where's your favourite holiday destination then?
Salou.
Spain. When were you there?
I wasn't there, but I'm going here this year.
Oh, are you? You look forward to it. So do you know anything about it? Have you done any research on Salou?
Well, it has the fastest roller coaster.
Oh, in Puerto Ventura, is it? I think that's where that is. Are you going to go up the roller coasters?
No.
No? Why not?
I don't really know.
When you get there, you might think different though. But it'd be a fantastic theme park. It'd be brilliant when you're over there. So tell me, Scholar Call, what do you like to do in Scholar Call? What's your favourite subject?
Probably maths.
Maths as well. Is it division or multiplication?
Probably division.
Division again. They like division, don't they? They like division. Yeah. Okay, so we had Keane and we had Prosper who want to have a chat, but we're going to swap with Diego and Josh. And we'll let them in. We'll have a quick chat with them before we get some photographs. So,
okay, thanks, Josh.
Prosper, how are you?
Good.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you?
I'm 9.
You're 9. Okay. And tell me a little bit about Scholar Call. Tell me a little bit about Scholar Call. What's your favourite school? What's your favourite subject in school?
PE.
Your PE. Why PE?
It's fun.
What do you like? What's your favourite sport in PE?
Football.
And do you play for a team as well?
Yeah.
Who do you play for?
Villa.
All right, okay. Tell me, outside of school, what do you like to do?
Football.
It's just football, that's it?
Yeah.
Nothing else, Prosper?
Yeah.
Nothing at all. And what about holidays? Have you holidays for the summer coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah? Where are you going?
I'm going to Spain.
Oh, lovely. Okay. You and all the family?
What?
You and all your family. That'll be fantastic. Keane, how are you?
Good.
Sit into that microphone there now, sir. Tell me a little bit about you. What's your favourite hobby? What's your favourite pastime?
My favourite pastime is to relax and play with my friends.
All right, okay. And what about in school? What do you like? What's your favourite subject in school?
My favourite subject is art.
Right. Drawing or learning about art?
Drawing.
Drawing. And what do you like to draw?
I like to draw whatever comes to my mind.
All right, okay. And come here, tell me a little known fact about you. Anything that we don't know about you that's I won't say a secret now, but anything that you're good at that you know, a real hidden talent?
I'm really good at tennis. That's a real hidden talent that's in me.
Excellent. Tennis. And where do you play tennis?
I don't really play for like a team.
But you just like to play it?
Yeah.
Good man yourself. Excellent. And Lucas, we come back to Lucas, sorry. Lucas, tell me something. Have you any hidden talents?
No, not really, but I do like to do reading.
Okay, what do you like to read?
Books.
What type of books?
Like Diary of a Wimpy Kid. Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, Diary of a Wimpy Kid. All right, okay. I read those books when I was your age. Group 4 Scholar Con, right, we have Keane, we have Slovak, and also Camera, who spoke to us earlier on. Keane, I'm going to start with you.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about yourself. How old are you? What do you do for a living?
I'm 10 and I am cool for a living.
You're cool for a living. I like it. Excellent.
I'm cool for a living.
What's your favourite subject in Scholar Con?
My favourite subject has to be like maths, I say, because I'm very good at maths.
Okay.
And I just like playing around with numbers.
Okay, what would you like to be at the moment? What do you think you'd like to be when you get when
at
you grow
the
older?
Moment, a tie between a mathematician and maybe a freaking an announcer for either BEAT or WLR.
Oh, an announcer for BEAT or WLR. Excellent. Slavik, how are you?
Good.
Where are you from?
In Ireland.
And where are you from? Where's your mum and dad from?
I think in Poland.
Okay. Have you ever been there? On a holiday?
Once.
Do you remember it?
Yeah.
Do you? Was it nice?
Yeah.
Yeah, and it's warm there, isn't it? Mm. It's much warmer than here, isn't it? So listen, tell me, if you were to go anywhere in the world, where would you like to go?
I think in America.
Right. What would you like to do in America?
And make a YouTube channel.
Okay, very good. Of your travels in America.
Yeah.
Good stuff. And Cameron, how are you?
Good.
We meet again.
Mm-hmm.
Now tell me a little bit about you. What do you like to do in school again?
I like to do maths and play with my friends.
Okay. Outside of school, what's your favourite thing to do?
I like building and playing around with like materials and like I like being creative.
Okay, what's the most creative thing you've ever built?
I don't know, maybe a table.
You built a table?
Yes.
And do you use it at home?
No, I didn't build it at my house. I built it with a few other people in... Have you ever heard of Beavers?
Yes, I have.
I built it there.
All right. And do you get to use the table there, or is it just...
No, we had to take it apart.
You had to take it apart. Mm. But do you think when you're older, what would you like to do?
I would like to, like, jobs.
Yeah.
I would either like to be a truck driver or maybe a woodworker.
A truck driver or a woodworker. Mm. I like it. Good options. So tell me, I go back to you, Keane, as well. Tell me a little bit about sports. What sports do you play?
I don't really play sports, but me and Cameron are both inside the same cub group. I guess, yeah, some of us do rugby.
Mm-hmm.
But not really keen on sports. I guess we will be doing swimming on Thursdays for now on, but like not really keen on sports.
That's fair enough. And what's your favorite thing to do in the Cubs?
Probably either like interact with new people, do woodwork, or like just have a good time.
Excellent. And you, what's your favorite thing to do again outside school?
Cooking.
Cooking. What do you cook?
Some things.
Would you
like
cook it?
Noodles.
Yeah. Would you cook stuff for dinner for everybody in the house, or just for yourself? Would you?
I think on weekends.
Yeah.
Making dinners.
Very good. Will we see in the great? Will we see in the Bake Off soon? Okay, who else wants to talk?
Me.
Okay, so we go Darren, we swap with Keane, you swap there with Slovak, and Harvey, you swap with Cameron.
I learned to draw shading.
Mm-hmm.
Because I do shading.
Alright, okay.
Because I'm brilliant at drawing.
Okay, and what's the most impressive thing you've ever drawn?
Do you know, I draw the Among Us movie.
Did you? Excellent. James, what about you? What's your favourite thing to do?
Play with my friends and play with my sisters and make YouTube videos.
What kind of YouTube videos? What do you make? What do you put on them?
Kind of put VR videos.
Okay. All right. And are you into sport?
Yeah.
What sport are you into?
Football, but I quit last month.
Why?
Or 2 months. It's kind of boring. And I've been there for over a year.
Not for you?
Mm-hmm.
Not for you. All right, okay. What would you like to be when you grow up?
Probably like a singer or something.
What kind of songs would you like to sing?
I don't know.
What about the radio then? Would you like to, your songs obviously to be played on the radio?
Yeah.
Yeah? And tell me about something, then we'll go back to this, because I know you learned a lot of different things about the radio. What's the most fascinating fact you know about the radio?
That WR used to be a pirate station.
That's right. With patches on her eyes and everything, and hooks for hands. It doesn't mean that, though, but it was, yeah, before we were all legal, that's right. It was a pirate radio station, but the whole country had pirate radio stations, didn't it? And they're all. Do you know why they were called pirate stations first?
Because they weren't official.
They weren't official. I think the first one was out at sea, wasn't on a boat. Way, way back, it was in a boat, and they went outside international waters, and they were able to broadcast from there, and that's how they became kind of known as pirate radio stations, and it just stuck. But we weren't on boats. WR wasn't on boats. There were different buildings all around Waterford, but so were all the other radio stations in the country before they all became legal. When was it? 1989 is right. That's exactly when it happened, yeah, because everybody went off air in 1988, and then they came back on air legally in 1989. Good man yourself. Hello, Harvey.
Hi.
Tell me all about yourself.
I'm 9 tomorrow.
Oh, well, a pretty happy birthday to you.
Thank you.
Hope you have a great birthday.
Mm-hmm.
You getting, have you asked for anything nice for your birthday?
What?
Have you asked for any nice present for your birthday?
No.
No?
I don't know what I want.
It's going to be a surprise.
I think so.
Okay. Tell me then, what if are you going on holidays this year?
Yeah, I think we're going to London.
Lovely.
And I don't know where else we're going. I think it was going to be Rome.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. And were you watching all the news over the weekend in Rome?
No.
No? Anybody know what happened in Rome over the weekend last week?
Pope Francis died.
Last question here before I let you. Anybody else want to talk first, please? Anybody who hasn't spoke? You haven't? Come on now.
Tommy wants to speak. I know it.
Pop in. Just swap it down for a minute. Bernardo. Bernardo. That's a cool name. Where are you from?
Brazil.
Brazil. Have you ever been back to Brazil?
Yeah, this like a month ago I've been like.
Really?
I went back to Brazil.
What part of Brazil is your family from?
I don't know, but like, it's like very warm there.
Very warm, yeah. And did you like it?
Yeah.
Yeah. And come here, tell me a little bit about yourself. What would you like to be when you grow up?
I would like to be like... I would like to work for the WLO.
Would you? And what part, what would you like to be? On air or like Dean behind the scenes making everything work?
Behind the scenes.
Behind the scenes, see? That's the that's the real important job.
We are WLR, the sound of Waterford.